warned CBS News there would be widespread damage.
Whenever you have a Category 5 hurricane, there's scarcely any building or infrastructure that would escape without some form of damage.
Melissa's now heading for Cuba, where it's expected to make landfall there overnight. Day 28 of the government shutdown, and air traffic controllers didn't get paid today.
The shutdown has been dragging on now, and it's beginning to, you know, weigh on the controllers because we just received our first paycheck that read $0.00.
Food stamp benefits could run out this weekend. Kira Condon is with the Montana Food Bank Network.
SNAP is our nation's most effective and efficient tool to combat hunger. For every meal a food pantry provides, SNAP delivers 9. We're not going to be able to fill the gap left by SNAP.
And food banks could be even more overwhelmed after a slew of corporate layoffs announced today. Here's CBS's Matt Piper.
Amazon has announced that it's cutting 14,000 corporate jobs as it relies more on artificial intelligence. Target workers are also learning their fate as about 2,000 corporate positions there are slashed. And UPS says it's cutting more jobs and that so far this year it's eliminated 48,000 positions, including recent management roles.
The fate of former Illinois Sheriff's Deputy Sean Grayson's in the hands of a jury now. He's facing murder charges for killing Sonia Massey in her home when he responded to her 911 call. WCIA-TV reporter Brandon Morano tells us closing arguments wrapped up today.
Daniel Foltz for the defense said what happened to Sonia Massey was a tragedy, but it was not a crime. We can't imagine how difficult it must be for them, meaning Massey's family, to sit in this courtroom and hear all the evidence.
He says he acted in self-defense. A truckload of monkeys overturned on a Mississippi highway. One monkey still on the loose. Video showed the monkeys crawling through tall grass on the side of the interstate. The sheriff's department initially said they were infected with diseases, but Tulane University, which housed the monkeys, says they're not. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin. And over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. Stroke risk may increase. Eliquis can cause serious and potentially fatal bleeding. Don't take if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or bleed longer. A spinal injection increases blood clot risk, which may cause paralysis. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or bruising, or back pain, tingling, numbness, muscle weakness, or incontinence. Aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Do you count your steps?
A new study suggests that going on longer walks may have more health benefits than taking the same number of steps a day over several short walks. The new analysis published in the Annals of Internal Medicine indicates longer walks do more to improve blood circulation and activate muscles. People who walked in longer stretches had a lower risk of heart problems than those who walked in short bursts. The Australian and Spanish researchers found that walking at least 15 minutes without stopping is ideal. That's about 1,500 steps at a time. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
DoorDash is helping those in need during the government shutdown and will distribute 1 million free meals and waive delivery fees for 300,000 grocery orders placed by SNAP recipients. The company's partnered with more than 300 food banks and pantries all across the country for the emergency food response campaign. Food stamp funding could run out this weekend. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A partly cloudy sky tonight, a little breezy with lows in the mid-40s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny. The wind stays up at times, highs into the low 50s. And on Thursday, more sunshine, highs into the mid-50s. Maybe a shower late. Right now, it's 53.
Girls out of sight, yeah. Said she loved me, yes, yes she does. Gonna show her tonight, yeah. She got the way to move me, Jerry.
She got the way to move me. She got the way to move me,
Jerry, baby.
She got the way to move me.
All right. Tell your mama, girl, I can't stay long. We got things we gotta catch up on.
For walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future, but for me, just another day. They all gather around me, they seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes. But it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied.
Oh, I see her face everywhere I go, on the street and even at the picture show. Have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her?
Let her kiss upon my lips, but let her breathe. Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
To Sturdivant, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I need love, to ease my mind. I need to find someone to call mine. But mama said, you can't hurry love. No, you just have to wait. She said, love don't come.
Go!
News, Timeless Hits here on WRJN. Your home for Don Rosen, weekday mornings from 6 until 9. Don brings in all kinds of fun people to talk to. Not only the Timeless Hits, the news updates with Stuart J. Waddles, and of course, weather and sports. He talks about the people who make it fun to live in Racine. It all happens weekday mornings, 6 to 9, with Don Rosen on WRJN.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
just radio. Check out WRJN.com for local and state news, fun poll questions, sports schedules, streaming, podcasts, and local event calendars. You can also suggest songs and sign up for our WRJN newsletter, Reaching Racine Beyond the Radio, online at WRJN.com.
Giddy up, 409. For I knew there would be a time. Giddy up, giddy up.
dual quad positive traction 409. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, 409.
Giddy up, giddy up,
giddy up, 409.
Giddy up, 409.
Giddy up, giddy up,
giddy up, 409.
Nothing can catch her, nothing can touch my 409.
Got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. When my thoughts escaping home, when my music's playing home, when my love lies waiting silently for me. Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories, and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping, home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. When my thoughts are escaping home, when my music's playing home, when my love lies waiting silently for me, silently for me.
WRJN.
They took the whole Cherokee Nation, put us on this reservation, took away our ways of life, the tomahawk and the bowie knife, took away our native tongue, and taught their English to our young. We made by hand on our days made in Japan. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud to live. Locked us on this reservation, though I wear a shirt and tie, I'm still part red man deep inside. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud to live, so proud to die. But maybe someday when they've learned, Cherokee Nation will return, will return.
Together, if I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, lose my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine, so happy together. They toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together.
how they tossed the dice. It had to be the only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend. And then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Say, I don't think I do.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The World Series is now even at 2 games apiece after the Toronto Blue Jays beat the Dodgers in Los Angeles 6-2 in Game 4 on Fox.
After the gut-wrenching loss last night that might have just wiped the lesser team off, the Blue Jays bounce back and win it 6-2.
Now it's back to Toronto for the remainder of the series. President Trump says he doesn't expect to follow through on his threat to sharply increase tariffs on China.
I expect to be lowering that because I believe that they're going to help us with the fentanyl situation. They're going to be doing what they can do.
The president's now in South Korea, where he'll be meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping. About 42 million Americans who rely on food stamps likely won't get them November 1st because of the government shutdown. CBS's Katie Weiss.
So far, two states, Louisiana and Virginia, have taken the action of declaring a state of emergency to keep food stamp funding flowing through November. However, the federal government has indicated states may not be paid back if they choose to do that. So other states have said they won't take any action. Louisiana can only comp food stamp benefits for the state's 800,000 people who rely on them through the end of November.
The level of devastation in Jamaica may not be known for days after one of the most powerful hurricanes on record hit the island nation. CBS's Jason Allen is there.
The slow-moving, devastating storm, roughly 400 miles wide, barreled into western Jamaica as a Category 5 hurricane. Melissa arrived with torrents of rain and wind gusts topping an astonishing 200 miles per hour.
Jesus have mercy.
West of us, the storm surge and flash flooding arrived with the eyewall. Hospitals are struggling with power outages as the hurricane creeps along.
Melissa is now heading toward Cuba and the Bahamas as a Category 4 storm. A new study published in the British medical journal The Lancet finds heat-related deaths have increased 23% worldwide since the 1990s. Researcher Maria Wallwender.
We're seeing needless deaths. We're seeing needless suffering, whether it's infectious diseases like dengue and malaria or something that's maybe more tangible. The heat that we experience when we go outside in the summertime, that's quite taxing to our systems.
A federal judge has ruled that the acting U.S. attorney for the Central District of California is serving in the role unlawfully. Bill Asaley has been in the position since late July. Tuesday, the judge disqualified him because federal law allows someone to serve as an acting U.S. attorney for no more than 120 days. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777 or biglou.com.
Eight high school soccer teams in Massachusetts have been disqualified from the state playoffs because of a paperwork error.
The Massachusetts Vocational Athletic Directors Association says the schools failed to leave placeholder games on their schedules for the postseason, so they've been ruled ineligible. Becky D'Oliveira's son Vinny is a senior on the Southeastern Regional Vocational Technical High School boys team, which only lost one game all season. She says it's a horrible end to his high school career.
For a clerical error, I feel like there has to be a better outcome.
Their school superintendent calls the decision deeply unfair. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Rhesus monkeys, commonly used in medical research, escaped when a truck carrying them overturned on a highway in Heidelberg, Mississippi. It's not clear how many monkeys were in the truck, but the Jasper County Sheriff's Department says all but one of them had to be killed because they were aggressive. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A partly cloudy sky tonight, a little breezy with lows in the mid-40s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny. The wind stays up at times, highs into the low 50s. And on Thursday, more sunshine, highs into the mid-50s. Maybe a shower late. Currently 51 degrees.
WRJN.